Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos, daf, Samech Tes. We are holding on Samech Ches Amud Beis. We had been talking about Munbaz. Now, we had set up on Samech Ches Amud Beis, on the top, that there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish on the other hand, in terms of whether Tinuk Shenishba will bring a korban. According to Rav and Shmuel, Tinuk Shenishba, who never knew anything about halachos, Shabbos, whatever, is going to end up bringing one korban chatas. And according to Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish, Tinuk Shenishba is not going to bring a korban a chatas for all of the averos that they have committed in the past. Now, we got onto Munbaz Shita over here. We had asked a question on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, doesn't the Braisa seem to contradict them? So no, we had said that Munbaz agrees with them, that Munbaz paters Tinuk Shenishba from bringing a korban, and then the Gemara says that Munbaz got into an argument or a debate with Rabbi Akiva. Munbaz says that Tinuk Shenishba is pater from a korban chatas, from one korban chatas. And Munbaz said, V'kach haya Munbaz dan lefni Rabbi Akiva. This was his logic. Since mezud is someone who sins b'mezud is called a sinner, a chote in a chumash, and so is someone who sins b'shogeg, so you see that they're connected. And therefore, ma mezud shahay salo yediya, just like someone who does something b'mezud knew about the avera, right, certainly throughout, af shogeg shahay salo yediya, shogeg also must be a scenario where the person knew about the Avera, and then subsequently he forgot something. What exactly he forgot, we'll talk about, but he must have known something, meaning excluding a Tinuk Shenishba, which never knew anything, and therefore would not be Chayav HaKorban Chatas. Rabbi Akiva came back at Munbaz and said, wait a minute, if you can connect Mezid and Shogeg, well, then you should say, just like Mezid, they knew what they were doing when they did the Avera, so too may be the case, must be, according to your logic, that the case of Shogeg, they knew what they were doing was Usur at the time of the Avera. And Munbaz, shockingly enough, said back to Rabbi Akiva, yeah, that's a good proof, I agree. And Rabbi Akiva said back to him, well then, what do you mean? Mezid is on purpose. Shogeg is not on purpose. So how could you tell me that he knew that what he was doing was Usur at the time of the Avera? How could you call that Shogeg? So the Gemara digressed for a couple of lines. Now we're back. What does Munbaz say back to Rabbi Akiva? Obviously, it's a pella on Munbaz. How could he say that Shogeg is when you knew what you were doing was Usur? So the Gemara says, my time of the Munbaz. Well, where does Munbaz get off? What does he think he's doing? We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up in the Gemara on Samech Ches Amud Beis. My time of the Munbaz. What's his logic? So he says it's a drasha, meaning the logic he used before with the arguments. Rabbi Akiva, that's not his main source, but really he has a pasuk. The pasuk says, Torah achas yelachem laoseh bishkagah. There was one talking about doing an iser bishkagah, bishogeg, v'somachlein, says right after that, v'anefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah, for someone who does with a strong hand, meaning someone who does something ben mezid. So hikyeh shogeg l'mezid. So shogeg and mezid are connected. Ma mezid j'aisol yediyah. Just like b'mezid, there was an idea. They knew about the concept of the Yisr. So af shogeg shai solo yediyah. So too, b'shogeg, he must have known originally that what he was doing was Usur. But a Tinuk Shenishba, who never knew anything about the Yisr, is not going to be chayav a korban chatas. Now we'll get to the second part of Munbaz's shita, that Shogeg, the hekesh between mezid and shogeg means that when you did it in the very b'shogeg, you knew what you were doing. We'll get to that in a little bit. So Gemara says, just parenthetically, v'rabbanan hay Torah achas me'avid le. What do the rabbanan do with this hekesh, this pasuk of Torah achas yelachem? So mibayle kidemakri le Rabbi Shuvin Levi lebrei. They need it for this following statement that Rabbi Shuvin Levi said to his son. Torah achas yelachem laoseh bishkagah. The pasuk says someone does an aver b'shogeg. Uksiv v'chis yishgu v'los asu is called mitzvos ha'ila. Person does an aver b'shogeg and doesn't do all of these mitzvos. Rashi says that's talking about avodah zarah. Shehi shakula k'kola mitzvos. This person does avodah zarah b'shogeg. Uksiv, and then it says right after that v'anefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah. Someone does something b'mezid. So we have these three psukim. One that says you do b'shogeg. One that says we're talking about avodah zarah. And one that says you're doing it b'mezid. So the Gemara says, Hukshu, Rav Shu ben Levi said to his son, Hukshu kulam l'avodah zarah. All scenarios where you're going to bring a korban chatas for an iser b'shogeg has to be like, the iser has to be like the iser of avodah zarah. Ma lo holon davar shechayev mazdon akaris v'shigin gazor chatas. Just like over by avodah zarah, if you do it on purpose, you get karis, and if you do a b'shogeg, you're chayev chatas. So too, any scenario where we're going to bring a korban chatas has to be, if you were going to do it b'mezid, you would get karis. Okay, so that's the drasha of the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara gets back to Munbaz. If Munbaz is saying that you knew what you were doing at the time of when you did the aver b'shogeg, so what was the shkaga? What was the shogeg that's mezid? Rabbi Kiva has a good point. So Munbaz says, what is the shogeg? Kigon sheshogag b'korban. A person was b'shogeg with the korban, meaning he didn't know. Again, we defined shogeg yesterday as a lacking of information. Someone is unaware of something, and the Mishnah talked about, you don't, if you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know it was Usher, or if you didn't know it was Shabbos, or maybe you never heard of Shabbos. So shogeg, again, is going to connote some lack of information. What didn't you know? You were shogeg b'korban, that you didn't know that if you do this aver b'shogeg, you're chayev a korban. Unbelievable that you could do the aver on purpose, but you're not aware that an iser, this iser b'shogeg is chayev a korban. That's enough to call it shogeg, and therefore you're a chayev a korban chatas. That's Munbaz's shita. For Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? No, shigigas korban lo shmei shkaga. According to Rabbanan, much more logical. I at least not say anything terrible about Munbaz, but let's say much more simple and obvious understanding is that Shigas Korban is not called Shkaga. Shogeg is on, as Rashi says, on the Maisa Avera, Bavera Atzma. Right? According to the Rabbanan, you need to be Shogeg on the actual Avera and either not think it was Usser or not realize what scenario you were in, etc., etc. Okay, so the Gemara says, well then, Rabbanan Shkaga B'mai. So if the Rabbanan are saying that Shogeg is not with the Korban, right, you can't have a lack of knowledge about the punishment of a Nisr B'Shogeg. That's not enough to call it shogeg if you didn't know you had to bring a korban. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, what is the shogeg when you do an iser b'shogeg? What information are you missing? So Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish of Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kevin Sheshogeg b'kares, if a person doesn't realize he'll get kares, even if he does the iser on purpose, he knows it's aser. He's doing it, he doesn't care. But he doesn't know that this Avera carries Kares with him, that's called Shogeg, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shlakish says, no, Ashi Yishko Belav Vikaris. Rabbi Shlakish says, no, you have to not realize that what you are doing is Asur. Ashi Yishko Belav Vikaris. You need to make sure, you need to not know that what your action is forbidden. Okay, and also certainly the punishment, but obviously if you don't know it's Asur, obviously you don't know, you're not aware that you're going to get Kares for it. Okay, so Amar Rava, right? Rava says, my time in Rishim ben Lakish. What's Rish Lakish's logic? Amar Krux, the Pasuk says, Asher lo se aseva ve'ashem. Right, you don't do one of these things, and talking about an Isra v'shogeg, ad she yishkog belav v'kariz sheva. So that Pasuk teaches me, ad she yishkog, excuse me, with the lav and the kariz. Again, Asher lo se asena, right? It actually highlights, right? Hainu lav, meaning that's the point. The shogeg aspect is the action. Asher lo se asena, what you shall not do. Talking about Nisr b'shogeg, that's the focal point of Rosh Hashanah Lakish. The Gemara says, the focal point has to be the lack of information in terms of the action that you're doing. Rabbi Yochanan, Haikra, the Shemay Lakish, Mayavid, right? What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? So, Mabayle, look at Tanya. He learns for the following. Me'am Ha'aretz, that's the same pasuk over there from one of the Am Ha'aretz who does an Isra B'Shogeg, Pratlum Mumar. That excludes a Mumar. Mumar is someone who does not care, has totally thrown off the yoke of Torah, he is going to violate Yisurim. So, we're talking about an Am Ha'aretz, one of the people in the land, meaning you have to be still part of Am Yisrael, but if you've totally chucked it, so that, you're not included in this whole concept of B'shogeg. So that's the Tanakhama, and this is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, That's our pasuk. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with it? So he does this, that he learns this halacha from that pasuk, that hashav mi diaso mevi korban al shegin gaso, lo shav mi diaso eino mevi korban al shegin gaso. Only someone who's shav mi diaso, that would refrain, if he had the proper knowledge, right? If he hashav to do tshuva mi diaso, if he knew what he was doing was aser, right? A mumar is not going to do tshuva if he finds out that what he's doing is aser. Right, only someone who's a normal Jew who really, oh, that's usher, okay, you know what, fine, I won't do that. But a mumar, he's not going to do chew, he's not going to stop doing what he's doing if he actually knew what he was doing was usher. So only someone who would refrain from the isser, had he known, is chayav korban for his korban show, for his averi b'shogeg, not a mumar. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with that pasuk. Okay, so again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, where's the shogeg here? If you didn't realize what the punishment and the action that you were doing, even though you knew what you were doing was usur, that's called shogeg. Reish Lakish says you have to not know that the actual action is usur to call it shogeg. So let's see if we can prove who is correct. Tonight we learned the Mishnah. We're going to do this in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Avos Malachos Arbaim Chosar Achas. There are 39. Malachos Shabbos. Ravinimbo, and we say, you know, the Gemara explains, Minyana Lamali. Why do you need to count 39? The Mishnah, as you'll see, lists off all the 39 Malachos. You don't need to tell me it's 39. If you're going to list 39 different items, we can count very well for ourselves. So what's the point of the counting? From Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan himself say? Shema son kulam helam echad. If you do all of them and one forgetting, chayev o kalachas v'yachas. You're chayev for each Malachas. The Gemara says, "Hey, Mishkachasla. What case is that? That must be Bizodon Shabbos v'Shigas Malachos, where you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't realize that they were that the Malachos were Aser. That's our case in the Mishnah, where you knew Shabbos existed, you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't realize what you were doing is Aser. That's how you get a Bichai of 39 different chatos, because if it was the other case, meaning you didn't realize it was Shabbos, so we'd say that either you're chayiv for however many shalosim you do the Avera, or you're chayiv maybe one chatos, depending on your level of knowledge. Either way, it must be a case where you know it's Shabbos, but you didn't know it was Usher. So Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, that works out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar, who says, Kevin Sheshagad B'kares, Avo Pishahiz B'lav, even though that if you are unaware of the punishment, but you know what you're doing is Usher. So Mishkachas law, you could find the case where you knew it was Shabbos, but you weren't sure it was Aser, given the Yodalei l'Shabbos b'lav. Meaning, what did you know about Shabbos? That today is Shabbos? If you don't know any halachos about Shabbos, but you know today is the seventh day, does that count that you know about Shabbos? No, of course not. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that what is shogeg? You're just missing the information about the punishment. So how do you define zodon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos? You knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't realize what you're doing is aser. So you define it as you knew that there are isurim on Shabbos, but you're unaware of the punishment. Yeah. Ela bereshim ben shlakish damar achi yishko belav uvekaris. Reish Lakish says you need to have shigaga on both the iser and the punishment. You don't know that it's aser. You don't know that there's a punishment of karis. D'yodele l'shabbos b'mai. What do you mean you knew it was Shabbos? You knew it was the seventh day? That doesn't mean you know it's Shabbos. That doesn't mean you know of Shabbos. Right? Rashi says, halo b'kulan shagag. If you do, all of them are your, if you're shogeg by all of these surim, kasavar, shakol, lavites, malachas, mutaras, if you think that all the 39 malachas, right, we listed off 39, if you think all of them are mutar, so what do you know about Shabbos? What Shabbos do you know of? So the Gemara says, diadia b'tchumim. You know that there's a concept of tchumim. That is an iser to go outside of the tchum. You have 2,000 amos in any direction. You have to stay where you are. V'alibad Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Amar Rashi says, b'mesecha sota, tchumim deoraisa ninu. That tchumim, you know of a Torah concept, that tchumim is aser. You know of an iser on Shabbos that is not a malacha, but it's an iser deoraisa, the concept of Shabbos that you have to rest, you have to stay in your place. So that's a scenario where you knew Shabbos existed, but you didn't know that all the 39 malachas were aser, and therefore, kind of Reish Lakish, that works out. And you could be chayav 39 different chataos. Why didn't the Gemara say the obvious answer, which I'm sure you were perhaps expecting? Right. Why? What about Kiddush, Havdalah? there are mitzvot on Shabbos that we have to do. So the Ritva asks this question, and he says, apparently, what do you see? That's not the Iker Shabbos. That a person does not know about Shabbos until he realizes that there's certain malachos that are usher. Yes, Zachar v'Shamor, but the Iker, as we see, is something refraining from doing something on Shabbos. And that, to be honest, that lines up very well, because what's the whole concept of Shabbos? Zeichel and Maisa Breishis. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He rested, he refrained from malacha. All of the malachas that we refrain from doing on Shabbos, that's to remind us of who's really doing the malacha, quote-unquote, in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He creates every single day. Humanity has the kind of illusion that we are creating as well. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's helping us. We have every 7 days, we refrain from malacha to kind of readjust our mindset and realize who's running the show behind the scenes. Okay, that's enough hashkafa, but that's what the Ritva asks, that that apparently Kiddush, Havdalah, etc. was not enough. You have to know something about the Yisurim on Shabbos to say that you know of Shabbos, you know what Shabbos is. Alright. Man Tana Lohad Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana who taught the following? Who's this Brisa according to? Shagag bazeh bazeh, if you were shogeg with this and this, meaning Shabbos and the malachos, zeu shogeg amur b'Torah. That is the shogeg that we're talking about in the Torah, meaning for sure that's shagaga. Right? You were unaware of that it was Shabbos, and you were unaware of the iser. Hezeh bazeh bazeh, if you knew it was Shabbos, and you knew it was usher, and you did it on purpose, zui mezid shomer b'Torah. That's the mezid that was said in the Torah. Shogeg b'Shabbos v'hezeh b'malachos. Oh, shogeg b'malachos v'hezeh b'Shabbos. Let's say you were shogeg on one and mazed on the other. Osh amar yodea adisha malachos u'asura. Or you say, I know that this is usher, aval eini yodea shechayev and aleha korban. This is the kicker. But I don't know that you're chayev a korban for this isser. Oh, lo chayev, or if I'm not chayev a korban. So come on, who is that like? That's Kamunbaz. That's exactly Munbaz's shita, who said that the shogeg that we're talking about, that he was talking about, is when you're shogeg be korban. That if you do the isser, and you knew what you were doing is usser, but you didn't know you're chayev a korban for an isser be shogeg, that is considered shogeg, and you're chayev a korban. That is Munbaz's shita. Amar Abaye says, Hakol Modin, everybody agrees. Well, okay, fine, it's a period. Okay, let's take a break with that. Amar Abaye says, Hakol Modin b'shvuas bitui. Everybody agrees that by a shvuas bitui, I'm going to explain what that is in a second, ain't chayav in ala korban ad she yishkog b'layav shiva. That you're not going to be chayav a korban until you have shigaga in the iser, until you didn't realize that it was usher. So what is a shavuos bitoy? So that's an oath that if a person swears falsely that either he did something or he didn't do something or he will do something or he won't do something, but he violates that shavua, right? And the pasuk says v'ne'alam ha'inu shogeg, right? Everybody agrees that the shgaga, what's the shgaga to make him korban, chayav korban chatos, that is, or really it's a korban Asham, I forget. Hold on 1 second. I forget. All right, it's in the Chum in the beginning of in Parshas Tzav. Okay, I'm not sure which korban, but he's chayav a korban. I guess Rashi says chayav kor ala korban, and I forget exactly which one it is. Okay, either way. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So everybody agrees that if you violate a shvuas bitui b'shogeg, so you're chayav a korban. What's the shgaga that you're going to have by a shvuas bitui? That's only if you didn't realize it was usher to swear falsely. So Gemara says akol modim. Who is everybody agrees? So, man, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that shogeg is defined as you don't know what the iser, you don't know about the iser karis, but the lav you do know, right, that you're violating. So it must be that he agrees, right? Who's the one who's going to agree by shuas bitui? Rabbi Yochanan says that the Shgaga is in the Isser. So he obviously agrees with that. So it must be, if you're telling me that everybody agrees that by Shua's Bitua, the Shogeg is, not knowing that it's Usser, that's going to be Rabbi Yochanan, who normally says that the Shogeg is in the punishment and not in the actions. The Gemara says, Pshita. That's obvious. Right? Kikar Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, that's only when there is an Isser, Kares. Avalacha, the lack of Kares, La. Right, but if there's no kares, so then no. Right, obviously, that's going to be Rabbi Yochanan Shita. He only holds, right, what's the shogeg of Rabbi Yochanan, that you didn't know you were chayiv kares. So that's only applicable if there's an isser that is chayiv kares. But if you're talking about an isser like Shavuos Bitur, like swearing falsely, which is not chayiv kares, so certainly the shogeg is going to be in the Maisa Avera. So Gemara says, Salkatai Duchamina, because you might have thought to say, right, we had said that that's obvious, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So Salkatai Duchamina, you might have thought to say, hold the Chayav Korban, since you're Chayav Korban by a Shavuos Bitui, Chidishu, that's a Chidish. The Bekala Torakula, the Ashkakan Lav, the Maisiela Korban, right, in general, we don't find a regular Isser that you bring a Korban for. Right? Usually that is just, you only bring a korban, as we said before, by something that you chayiv kares if you do b'mezid. Here, you're not chayiv kares if you do b'mezid. But so you don't find in general that a regular lav has a korban. V'acha maisi. Here, you do bring kishogag if you do the aver b'shogag. You do bring the korban. So nami lichayiv. So you might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would also be mechayiv you if you didn't realize that you were going to bring a korban. So Kamash Malan, therefore the Rabbi Yochanan Shgaga is if you were b'shogeg and you didn't realize yet you were going to bring a korban for Shavuos Bitui, but you knew it was Usser, that's not shogeg according to Rabbi Yochanan. He agrees with the rest of the opinions that the Shgaga, where you're going to be chayav a korban by a Shavuos Bitui, is in the Avera itself, that you didn't realize it was Usser. Kamash says, Meisvei, one second, ask you a question. Ezu Shigas Shavuos Bitui l'sha'avar. What is a concept of Shavuos Bitui, violating, swearing falsely, l'sha'avar, in the past? What's that case? Shem Amar Yodei Adi Sheshvuos Asura. If you said, I know that this Shavuos is Asur, Aval Eini Yodei Em Chayev En Alei Korban, or Lo Mechayev, but I don't know if I'm Chayev a Korban or not, so that seems to contradict what Abaye said, right? So everybody would agree, Rabbi Yochanan, wait a minute, hold on, we're saying here that's Shogeg. The Shogeg is what, if you don't know whether there's a Korban or not. The Gemara says, no, that's not Rabbi Yochanan, that's not the Rabbanan, Hamani, Munbazu. That's Munbazu Shita. That's, you know, that's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing within the Rabbanan Shita. But right, Munbaz is the one who says that if you don't know your Chayav a Korban, but you know what you're doing is Usser, so then that's called Shogeg. Okay, skip the parentheses. Right, but in the Gemara, you read the bracket, skip the parentheses in general. The parentheses happen to be a different Lashon that is either the Lashon that we have in our Gemara or this Lashon. Whether we've shown them kind of debate which is the appropriate lashon, but let's stick with that one and go weiter. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Hakol modim betruma she'in chayav en alei chomesh ad sheyishkog b'lav shebo." Similar idea. Abaye says that everybody agrees that by truma, a person who eats truma who's not a kohen. So if he does it b'mezid, he's chayav misa b'di shemayim, not kares, a little bit lower misa b'di shemayim. And if you do a b'shogeg, so you have to pay back a chomesh, which is translates as a fifth, but it's really a fourth of the value of what you ate. So, for example, if you ate $100 worth of truma, so you have to pay back $125 to the kohen. Again, the chomesh comes from after the fact, that it's a fifth after you add on the item. So, what's a fifth of 125, right? 25. So that's the extra amount that you're going to pay. Okay, but either way, so Abaye says, everybody agrees that by truma, that you're not chayiv the chomesh until the shgaga is in the isser, that you didn't realize that eating truma, if you're not a kohen, is usser. So the Gemara says, Akol modim, who is that? Who's that? Man. Says Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan, again, who said that Shgaga usually is by the Isser Kares. So Gemara says, Pshita. That's obvious. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hecha the Ika Kares, Hecha the Laga Kares, Lo. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, when there's an Isser that's Usser, if you do a B'mezid, you get Kares. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that the shgaga is in the punishment of kares. But if there's no kares involved, it's no kares by truma. If you do have a mezid, so you get mezid v'nei shamayim, not kares. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say that the shogeg, the shgaga, is going to be in the punishment? So the Gemara says, my detema, you might have thought mezid v'makom kares are in this. You might have thought, yeah, mezid v'nei shamayim and kares are very similar. V'chi shagag b'misa. And if a person didn't realize, right, if the shgaga, if the shogeg, you didn't realize that if you do it on purpose, you're going to get misa v'nei shamayim. So it's not the chayiv. You might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would be mechayiv your korban in that case. So kamash malan, so it comes to teach you that no, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the shgaga by truma is if you didn't realize it was aser. Rava Amar, Rava says no, misa b'makam kares omedes. No, misa is exactly like kares. V'chomesh b'makam korban kai, and the chomesh is just like a korban. So therefore, if you ate, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rava, if you ate truma without realizing that you get misa v'shamayim, if you did it on purpose, so then you're going to be chayiv the chomesh, because that's considered a case of shogeg. Okay, Amar Avuna. Ha'imahalech b'midbar. Person is in the desert. Right? This is the stranded on a deserted island case. And a person has no idea when Shabbos is. So Monashi, what do you do? What do you do? Do you keep today? Do you keep tomorrow? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Monash, the first one is, Rav Huna says, Monashi Shayamim Umishmar Yom Echad. You count 6 days, and the seventh day you keep Shabbos. Chia Barav says, Mishamar Yom Echad Umonashisha. You keep today as Shabbos, and then you count 6 more days. But my kamefugi, what's my chogas? So mar savar kibriyaso shalola, mar savar ka adam arishon. Right, according to Rav Huna, we do like the creation of the world, right? 6 and then 1. According to Chia Barav, so we do like Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was created towards the end of the 6th day. So his first day was Shabbos. So you also keep the first day Shabbos and then count 6. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. If you were traveling on the road and you don't know what day Shabbos is, you keep 1 day out of 6. So that's a little vague. What is that? My love, is that not Mona Shisha Meshamer Yom Echad, that you should count 6 days and then keep 1 day? So Gemara says, no, lo Meshamer Yom Echad and Mona Shisha. No, it can even be like Chia Barav. You keep 1 day, or keep the first day, and then count 6 more. So Gemara says, Yachi, if that was really what the Bryce was trying to say, Meshamer Yom Echad Lashisha, why does it say you keep 1 day for 6? Mishamar Yom Echaru Mona Shisha Mibayale. Should have said you keep 1 day and then count 6. Tanya, and I'll bring another brisa, which is actually much more explicit. Hayamahalech Maderech Oba Midbar. Veinu Yidea Emesai Shabbos. You're traveling, you don't know when Shabbos is. Mona Shisha Umishamar Yom Echad. You count 6 and you keep 1. So that's already Tiyufta, the Chia Barav Tiyufta. Malacha is like Rav Huna. Amar Rava, so let's say you're still in the desert. B'chol yom v'yom osalo k'dei parnas also. Right, you're in the desert, you're on the stranded island, you have no idea when Shabbos is. Every single day, you can do enough to keep yourself alive. K'dei parnas also. Right, you have to make yourself a parnose. Right, what's a parnasa? Enough to sustain you for that day. Barmei hu yome, except for that 1 day, except for that day you're keeping Shabbos. The Gemara says, what about hu yome? Liyamos. Right, that day, the day you keep Shabbos, you should die. So the Gemara says, you're right. Da'avid me esmo shtei parnasos. All right, so do enough for 2 days the day before. So the Gemara says, well, but dimo me esmo Shabbos. Maybe the last day was Shabbos. Maybe the day before was Shabbos. Right, you have no idea when Shabbos is. So each day, right, is a suffix iser malacha. So you're stuck. So what do you do? So Ella, rather kol yom v'yom osalo parnasa. So rather, no. All 7 days you can do enough to make yourself a parnasa. You can do enough to sustain yourself. Afilo ahu yoma. Even that day when you're keeping Shabbos. So the Gemara says ahu yoma b'mayim in karle. And now here the Gemara says, what? How are you going to remember Shabbos on that 7th day? That's b'kiddusha v'avdalah. So that's with kiddush and Avdala. So Rava says, Viter, Imayamakir Mixis Hayom Shayatzabo. Let's say you know which day it was that you left. Let's say you know which day it was. You don't know when Shabbos is, but you know you left, I don't know, 7 days ago. So Osa Malacha Kol Hayom Kulo. You can do Malacha on that entire day. You can work all day. You can do Malacha. You don't have to worry about Isra Malacha. You know you didn't leave town on Shabbos. The Gemara says Pshita, obviously. So, my entertainment, you might have thought, no, it came into Shabbos, lo, nafik, Right? Sifta, you're not going to leave, go on a journey on Shabbos, but Miley Shabsa Namilu Nafik. You're also not going to leave on Erev Shabbos. So Bahai and this guy, Inami B'chamisha B'shasa Nafik, even though he might have left on Thursday, Lishtre Le Lemavin Malacha Treyoma, you might have thought that, no, you should really be able to do work for 2 days. Because who's going on a cruise on Friday? So Gemara says, "Kamash Malan Zimnin Demishkach Shayarta Umikri V'Nafik." Right? Sometimes, no, you know what? Sometimes it turns out that's when you can get a flight. That's when you can get a caravan. Shayarta is a caravan. Right? Sometimes people leave on a journey on Erev Shabbos. There's a story 6 months ago, a year ago maybe, a bunch of Jews left Erev Shabbos from New York. Plane diverted them to Greece. They had to spend Shabbos in Greece. I forget exactly the details, right? It feels like such a different world right nowadays with no travel and the coronavirus, etc., etc. But sometimes people leave, and therefore, if you knew what day you left, so you still can't do malacha on the day before that, because it could be that you left on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Back to the Mishnah for a second. Hayudei Ger Shabbos. If someone knows that Shabbos exists, as Gemara said, and then we made a distinction between you do many malachas on many Shabbos, and you do malacha on what's you chayv on every Shabbos, you chayv every malacha. So the Gemara says menani mili. How do you know all that? How do you know that sometimes that you're chayv for either one malacha for many Shabbosos, sometimes you chayv many malacha chayv many chatos for many Shabbosos. Right? Again, we if you ayin sham in the Mishnah, how we would differentiate between whether a person had many Shabbos is one Shabbos. So, but how do you know there's this whole concept? So, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Baravua, Trey Kroy. There are two psukim. Ksivi, it says, Veshamr B'nai Yisrael is a Shabbos. Ksivi, Es Shabbos Osai Tishmoru. Right? B'nai Yisrael will keep the Shabbos. And then it says, Es Shabbos Osai, plural, right, as opposed to singular in the last pasuk, Tishmoru. So, okay, so how does that work? Veshamr B'nai Yisrael is a Shabbos. Shmira Achas, the Shabbos is Harbe. Sometimes there'll be one Shmira, there'll be one Halacha, one Korban Chatas for many Shabbosos. The Shabbos Osai Tishmoru, and they're plural of Shabbosim, then Shmira Achas will call Shabbos B'Shabbos. Sometimes there'll be one Korban for every single Shabbos. So depending on your situation, again, Ayin Shem in the Mishnah. Maskav Lord of Nachman Yitzchak, or Nachman Yitzchak says, no, Adar Abba, Ibcha Mestabra, makes more sense to learn the Drasha backwards, the other way. B'Shomer B'nai Yisrael is a Shabbos, B'nai Yisrael would be Shomer the Shabbos, that's Shmira Achas will call Shabbos B'Shabbos. Each individual, singular Shabbos, gets Shmira Achas, gets one Korban. Fifth, Shabbos Osai Tishmoru, Bishomer my Shabbosim, Shmira Achas, the Shabbos is Harve, is a lot of Shmiras, one Shmira, one Korban for many Shabbosos. Lamaisa, there's no Nafkamina here, they're just arguing how to darshan out the Psukim. Okay, Shkoyach, Gadol Rabosai, we'll go Vaidu tomorrow on the Heluge, Erev Shabbos.